Episode 2 of the Everything is Marketing podcast is brought to you by the MLive Media Group and Onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T.com. It's the middle of the afternoon and you need a snack. What do you need? You need a Warrior Bar, son. That is exactly what you need. You do not need gummy bears or a Snickers bar or a soda. You need a Warrior Bar and some water. Where do you get that Warrior Bar? Onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T.com.
Marketers ruin everything.
Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
What I don't want to do is to pretend this is show number one.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things.
All right, today on the second podcast, we're going to talk about pharmacies inside of grocery stores. We're going to talk about how Jaws has ruined everything. And we're going to talk about this thing you might have heard at CES called the Internet of Things. And we'll start with grocery store pharmacies. And my wife is sick, so I had to go to the grocery store to pick up her prescription. And this happens everywhere that you go to a pharmacy these days. If you go inside, inevitably this thing happens. The more that you need the prescription, the longer they're going to make you wait for it. And it's if you go to your doctor at 8 a.m. and you have them call in the prescription and you want to pick it up at 5, it will not be done. Why? I think mostly because they want you to walk around the store, and that's obviously what they want you to do. The problem with that, though, is that if you've got a toddler, which I have one, or a wife who's coughing her face off, which I currently have one, you want the prescription now. And I've gone to a number of different pharmacies in grocery stores, not in grocery stores, and all of them do this to get you to wander around the store, which drives me crazy. Why are you making people do things that you know they don't want to do? You know if they're coming for a prescription, they just want to feel better. Why can't we just feel better? Let's do things that make people feel better on purpose. Please stop making me wander around your store so that I can get my prescription. I know the pro tip with you're probably screaming at your radio or your phone at this point is that you go through the drive-thru. If you go through the drive-thru, you get it instantaneously because they don't want you sitting at the drive-thru for 20 or 30 minutes. So you get it on the spot. So if you actually need it, you do the thing that they don't want you to do, which is not go into the store. Think for a second if you could just run in, pick up your prescription. Like if you remember when you used to do actual film and you would print your photos and they would be sitting in an envelope. And now I'm not saying we should just leave prescriptions laying around, but if there was some way that those things could be ready and there'd be a queue, like they could text you or tweet at you or send you a Facebook message saying that your prescription is ready and you can get in using some sort of app, which I am not aware of, that would be amazing because then you could know you could come in, get out, and be on your way. Because many times, and it happened today, which is why I'm talking about it, is the prescription is called in at 8 a.m. and you go 5 hours later and it's still not ready. And that drives me insane. Let's do this whole year. I'm building campaigns around this idea of doing the next right thing. What is the next right thing for your customer? What does your customer need right now? Your customer could be the next person that needs to buy advertising from you. It could be the person buying a slice of pizza from your pizza shop, a person buying a cup of coffee from your coffee shop. What does that person need right now? Do that. Go do that. That's what this year should be about. Other story I want to talk about is I'm a huge fan of Jaws. At one point in my life, I was going to be a marine biologist, and that just didn't pan out. That said, I've loved Peter Benchley's novel. I actually have a first printing that sits on my nightstand, I should say, that actually my dog took a bite out of. So I love this book so much because it actually looks like a shark attacked it. The movie is just as important. As I'm doing this podcast, I'm actually wearing Jaws socks that my sister-in-law got me because that's just how much I love the movie. There is a movement in Australia. Now, Australia is big into tourism, and giant 2,000-pound sharks that eat people is obviously bad for tourism. So they do things to prevent that. That's where you've seen the idea of shark tagging, not in a scientific standpoint, but that they can ping the sharks and see where they are and then report back so that people don't go into areas or surf in areas where sharks have been spotted. That's where that has come from. Also, they've tried netting. The problem with netting is the same problem that when you're trying to do netting for tuna and you catch dolphin and turtles and obviously sharks. So people get all up in arms, as they should. This next thing they're doing is kind of insane. So there are actually bureaucrats in Australia who have used the movie Jaws to write pseudoscientific papers and make legislation on the idea of a rogue shark, that being the idea that a shark that's kind of gone against the grain of humanity or nature in this case and is just eating human beings because it wants to. And the way that they're going to stop the idea of the rogue shark is to just, as soon as they see a white shark, they're going to kill them. So I bring this up because this is an instance, and you've seen this a number of times over the last 6 months in things I won't get into in a podcast like this, where media reflects culture back on itself. So the consumption of the Jaws movie so many times makes these people able to convince you that that is a real thing that you need to legislate against. Think for a second of ways that that would be ascribed to your life in certain ways that media shapes the culture, and then the culture gets shaped by media and vice versa. It's the great Marshall McLuhan quote, right? We shape our tools and thereafter the tools shape us. So be on the lookout for that stuff because the idea of a rogue shark is mostly preposterous in any actual scientific community. And murdering white sharks as soon as you see them is terrible. I repeat, terrible, terrible for nature. It's much like the discussion going on in the state of Michigan here about wolves, right? If you kill the top of the food chain, there are a lot of things that happen that you don't want to happen. And in this case, it's happening because of Peter Benchley and Steven Spielberg and a mechanical shark that never really worked and made the movie scarier than it actually was going to be if it had been filmed in the way that they wanted it to. Okay, lastly, CES was last week, and if you were following on Twitter or reading any of the blogs that came out, you would see this phrase over and over and over and over again. It's this idea of the Internet of Things. So what is the Internet of Things? Well, it's exactly what it says. It's the Internet of the things that you use. Your car, your garage door opener, your lights, your power, your oven, your refrigerator. And you've heard this since about 1999, I believe it was an MIT keynote speech that postulated, I should say, the first idea of the Internet of Things. Well, at that point, it was way too expensive to do Wi-Fi. Now that Wi-Fi is everywhere, the Internet of Things is everywhere. How could it work? Well, I wrote a piece about this for Women's Lifestyle magazine that's coming out in March. But the idea is that let's say you have a refrigerator that is wired up to this Internet of Things and you go through a lot of milk. The refrigerator would be able to tweet at you or text you or send you some sort of interface to say, hey, you are just out or just about to be out of milk, and then let you do that. Is that awesome? Kind of, if you don't want to run out of milk. Is it awesome if you're a marketer? Absolutely. Why? Because of reams and reams and reams of data. You will know what people buy, when they buy them. If you think about when grocery stores started doing the self-checkout and you would run your credit card, whatever that card was, and you would get a coupon, right? And if you bought dog food, 28 days later, you'd get a coupon for dog food because they know that card bought dog food and chances are you still have that dog and you're going to need dog food in a minute. Think of that if your refrigerator was wired up to the internet at all times. If your light fixtures were wired up to the internet at all times, it would see what sort of power you consume, how you consume it, the temperature of your rooms, and then the ads that could be served on food alone with the refrigerator. If the refrigerator can tell you when something is going to expire and then serve you an ad on that, and then you bring in things like loyalty cards for grocery stores, this is so huge for marketers. If you are somebody who is in the food space and dealing with the Internet of Things when it comes to refrigerators or grocery stores or refrigerators and grocery stores, or if we ever get to the point that refrigerators are sold in grocery stores, look out. This could be a crazy thing. Okay, after the response on this podcast, I'm going to attempt to do this every day for as long as I can. Probably going to take the weekends off, but 5 days a week is what you're going to get in the interim. So please keep the feedback because the feedback from last night was awesome and I appreciate it greatly. If you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Polymath and Vine. You can find me on the web at polymathandvine.com. We can play on Xbox One if you want to play Destiny at Polymath and Vine. My writings end up on MLive.com and the MLiveMediaGroup.com and just about anywhere else that you can find me. A brand new episode of Way of the Warrior will be up on the end of the week. We will do mornings at MLive tomorrow, so I'll talk about that in the next podcast, what it's like to launch, because I'm very excited about this whole idea of launching a lot of stuff this year. So we're going to do that. And without further ado, I will leave you with episode 2, right around 10 minutes. A little bit shorter than I've been talking, but you have said that you like this time frame. So we're going to keep it to around 10 minutes unless I have other people in here, and then it might get a little bit longer. So have a great day. We will talk tomorrow. Thank you for the feedback on this. Have a great day.